Friday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
We had so much, we had so many questions over the last few weeks that we didn't even ask or need to ask for more questions this week. So, Doug, what do you got for us?
Okay. Yeah. Well, a lot of the questions that we haven't answered yet have been like Saga or Star Wars related. So we may just have a bunch of Saga Star Wars related questions today.
Well, I'll take them all.
I thought there were also some crazy weird ones too, right?
We do, and I'll sprinkle those in. Okay. Well, here's one. So this is from Byron, who still hasn't watched Endgame. And also he just admitted this last week that he didn't realize that Ted Lasso was about soccer. And it was just kind of like, what rock have you been under? Although I love you, Byron. I love you so much, but please watch Endgame already.
And, oh my God. And I loved his summary of Endgame.
His summary, he summarized it better. For us. It was so fucking ridiculous.
I kind of liked the summary.
But it was a summary that we all read, and we went like, okay, so you have not watched Endgame. You watched Infinity War, and then you've seen memes online. You haven't watched the fucking movie. Because it's like and then it ends with this, and it was like, but that was the end to Infinity War. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's wonderful. He has us on a ride.
Yeah, it was great. It was so fucking good. But his question is, he has two really good questions, but the first one we'll start with, I guess where he is, it's state fair season. That is not until like October for us, or like September, October.
Yeah, because it's too hot to have any kind of fairs.
Yeah, you can't. You fucking die. Also, they also plan it around the Texas. It's UT versus OU game. Mm-hmm. The Texas. I'm pretty sure it's University of Texas for. I know it's
Did
OU.
They cancel
the
it
Red
this year,
River Shootout is what they call it, and it is a huge college football game, and it always is like one of the last weekends of the state fair. So, because it's at the fairgrounds, so it's a huge event. So anyways, he asked, what is your favorite or least favorite state fair food?
Oh my God. This is so difficult.
I know what your favorite is. You love that fucking corn dogs.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely favorite. One of the favorites of mine. Yeah.
But like least favorite, it's tough because like if it doesn't do well, it doesn't come back the next year. Right.
Exactly. So like, oh, you know what my least favorite was that I've ever had was they did a turkey dinner in a ball. It was called and it was a fried ball, and it was absolutely fucking disgusting.
Oh,
one of my favorite things they did a couple years ago was that jalapeno chicken flapjack thing or whatever, and it was a chicken, like I don't want to say chicken breast because it was like almost like the same consistency of like a chicken nugget or a chicken strip, but just like a big piece of it. That they deep fried in a pancake batter, but like a jalapeno pancake batter, and served with maple syrup.
My God, okay, listen,
and it was so fucking good. It was so good.
Can I derail? Wow. Can I derail this Fan Friday real quick?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Because I just went onto the State Fair of Texas website and they
already got their foods up for the year?
They got the new food.
Oh, fuck me, buddy.
Cajun crab bombs, crab and shrimp deep fried into a ball.
Yep.
Deep fried energy bites, protein based energy bite. Ugh. Hold on. Deep fried chicken cordon bleu stuffed waffle.
Oh my God. Why?
Deep fried Nutella custard stuffed French toast. Deep fried potato salad. Champagne Jello hot shot. Chicks in a cone. Popping hot extra crispy mouth-watering fried popcorn chicken.
Mm-hmm.
In a waffle cone drizzled with house sauce or mama's hot sauce.
Fuck yes.
Oh my
Come at me, baby.
God.
Wow.
Churros. It's a churro for everyone. It's a filled churro. You can get it split. You can get a churro sundae. Cotton candy burrito.
No.
No. No. What? No.
Wait. Okay. Explain it to me, though. Read about
it. Okay. From the creators of the cotton candy taco come a new twist. The cotton candy burrito comes in two flavors, lavender bean cheesecake and chocolate caramel. Lavender bean ice cream is wrapped in cheesecake-flavored cotton candy and topped with sprinkles. Caramel sea salt ice cream is wrapped in chocolate-flavored ice cotton candy and toppled with sprinkles.
Okay, I have so many questions. Okay, like, obviously they're not using tortillas. They're using cotton candy as the like wrapper. But like cotton candy does this really crazy thing where it dissolves when it gets wet.
Yeah.
So how the fuck do you put ice cream inside of cotton candy and have cotton candy not dissolve? What sort of space fucking magic is this? Are they frying their cotton candy? How does this work?
It is Texas.
I don't know.
Houseway.
There's no photo of it, so I can't tell you. I wish there was. There's photos for a lot of this stuff. All right. Fried Southern bourbon bread pudding.
Okay.
Fried rub and rye. It's a drink with chicken fingers on top of the rim of the cup.
Okay.
Weird.
Sure. Like a Bloody Mary. Okay.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure. That kind of thing.
Creole boudin egg roll with pepper jack cheese.
That sounds good. Yeah, a bit Creole.
Oh my God. Loaded baked potato funnel cake.
Okay. So they use like a potato dough. They deep fry that to get your funnel cake. And then they just load it up with like cheese and bacon and chives and sour cream and stuff.
I guess it looks like it.
And powdered sugar.
It doesn't give
powdered sugar.
Powdered sugar.
But that would ruin it. But everything else, okay, I'm on board for everything else.
Nutty Buddy Bar. It's a customized nutty bar with toppings, sprinkles, coconut, Butterfinger. Yeah, you lost me on coconut.
Yeah. Well, it's customizable. You don't have to put coconut
That's
on
true.
It.
That's true. PB&J Bacon Pickled Dog. It's a dill pickle.
Okay.
Rolled in a peanut butter and deep fried. It's then served on a hot dog style Hawaiian bun drizzled with peanut butter and topped with bacon jam.
Yes, please. Absolutely. Yeah. No. Yes. Absolutely.
Stuffed turkey leg.
Oh my God. Stuffed? What the fuck do you stuff a turkey leg with?
Smokey John's smoked turkey leg topped with dirty rice, a Cajun cream sauce, grilled shrimp, and finished with a sprinkling of Parmesan.
Absolutely. Oh my God. Yes. Yes.
And then finally, the last one. This ain't no lie. It's fried steak. It is, the State Fair gets its true steakhouse experience with a Texas steak worthy of Big Tex. A 14-ounce strip steak.
Jesus Christ, okay.
Slowly tenderized for 5 hours before hitting the deep fryer to get the inside and the outside of your steak perfect. Order your steak to your likeness from a rare to well done and all points in between. We fry our steaks in beef tallow to get the extra added flavor and crispy char. Our steak will be cut for you and placed on a pile of garlic fries that will be also crisp. That will also crisp up in our steak fryer. A side of house recipe chimichurri sauce.
Yes.
Completes your Texas feast.
Yes, abso-fucking-lutely. That one's gonna. Okay, so you don't pay money for these things. You pay in tickets. That one's gonna cost you 800 tickets. There's absolutely no way it'll charge you like $50 for that thing.
Jeez,
and I'm here for it.
A 14-ounce steak.
Yeah, absolutely. That's all you need. All this other stuff was like fucking preamble to the fucking, like, that's what you want. Yeah. That's the fucking, like.
That's the headliner.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So that's our Friday. That's our Friday QA.
That's what I'm going to. Okay. So we didn't go to the State Fair last year because, duh, obviously. But like, I know you did. You did the drive through experience that they did.
We did the drive through. Yeah.
But I might have to go again this year.
So they're doing it. Also, they push the times back, it seems, right? Like, when is it normally? It's at the end of August or no?
I thought it was in September.
Okay, so this one
is... Because it's around football season. I always remember thinking, like, y'all need to push this back, like, 2 weeks because it needs to go into the fall when it's actually, when it's like, bearable.
Cool. It's September 24th through October 17th.
That sounds about right.
It's yeah.
Right. I always think, like, end of October is when it really, it's really nice outside here in Texas, typically. Mm-hmm. Like, it's fine in the beginning of October. It's, like, in the 80s. Like low 80s is the high, but like you get to the end of that, we're in the 70s and it's nice and you can actually spend hours outside. But
oh my God, okay. It looks like they're also bringing back their 2019 Big Tech award winners.
Yeah, they do that typically every year. Some if those people choose to come back, they'll do the award winners. Can we let's move on? Okay, I'm hungry.
I'm so hungry.
We could talk about this forever.
Yeah, Jesus, you're right.
Christ.
Okay. We got time for one more question.
Okay. Well, okay. I was going to use the other Byron one, but I don't, he's had too much attention today. I don't need to fill his ego.
He's going to
feature Byron quota for the episode.
If his ego gets too big, he'll never want to watch Endgame. He'll never think he has to.
I mean, the Endgame that he's created is, like I said, pretty entertaining. So, I mean, why soil that?
Kim Jong Illis wants to know, why do kids love the taste of Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Oh, man.
Because it's fucking delicious.
Indoctrination? That too, yeah.
Are we kids then?
Because cinnamon toast
I still love it.
In a bowl. I always hated, that was always like the commercial where it was like, the parents don't understand, like, why do my kids love Cinnamon Toast Crunch? And it's like, eat a bowl, you dumb shits, you'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, what did you have back when you were a kid?
Yeah, sorry this isn't fucking like
shredded,
your shredded wheat, the ones that didn't have the sugar coated on it, just the plain old... Your Special K or whatever it is, your
don't hate on Special K. I'm pretty good with Special that. K too. The berry Special K is pretty dope.
Yeah, but good because it's got berries on it. They're munching on the.
If it's not really special otherwise. I mean, otherwise just cornflakes.
Yeah, well, it's their brand name. Jared, do you have an opinion on why we love it? Or why kids love it? Sorry.
Sure.
Hey, we are kids.
You know? I mean, because it's. Yep.
All us 40-year-old kids.
It's the perfect blend of sugar and cinnamon. Like, how do you not love that? It's a baked little tiny little just piece of heaven in your mouth. Shit, I'm about to go eat some right now.
Remember when they released the cinnamon French toast crunch and it was like little French toasts? Oh, that was so good too.
Austin asked, okay, this is a either or, right? So, Blue Pill, your creative director over Lucasfilm and have complete control over the future of Star Wars. Or Red Pill, you're a millionaire and can live comfortably the rest of your life, guaranteed. What do you choose?
Wait. Hold on.
Oh, fucking Red Pill all the way. Fucking give me my guaranteed life.
I'm sorry. I feel like this is like a trick question because if you take Blue Pill, you're going to be a millionaire and you're going to be comfortable the rest of your life. And you get to play in Star Wars.
Yeah, but then you got to like plan Star Wars. You can get stressed out because you have to deal with the toxic Star Wars audience.
Nope. No, fuck them. I don't give a shit about them. They can go fuck themselves. I don't care about them.
Star Wars.
I'm here for me.
Creative.
We're going to get the Star Wars I want.
Listen, you've already, if you go the Star Wars route, you're getting stock options. You're getting paid $1 million a year anyways. And
yeah.
Like he said, you get to. I'm bringing back the old way of filming shit. I'm bringing back little. We're doing miniatures. We're mixing that with new technology. Shut up. I know that they did it, but not a lot.
Hi, John Favreau. Hi. Like, that's exactly what they're doing.
We're going on set. I'm going to create a screen that you can film on, and I'm going to call it the Doid.
The Doid. The volume.
I'm going to turn it down, baby.
Yeah, oh my God. Hey, dude, can I say I was really surprised that on the Loki behind the scenes thing that they did not use the volume to film that. I would have sworn to God that like You've already developed it. You've used it for some of your other shows and are continuing to use it. Why not use it for Loki? They did it the old-fashioned blue screen way.
I have a theory. They only had one, and they were filming Mandalorian and Loki at the same time.
Maybe. I mean, because Loki filmed for 200-something days. Obviously, pandemic in the middle of that, so they didn't film for most of that. But I mean, surely by now, because we know that the volume is in LA. It's not in Atlanta, but like, build another, guys. Like, there are obviously they're probably going to use the volume for everything Star Wars going forward, whether it be Ahsoka or Book of Boba Fett, which I guess just wrapped filming a couple weeks ago. But like, why not build another and have one in Atlanta? Like, use it for your Marvel shows too. Unless they're just like, we're Marvel, we're gonna do our things the Marvel way, and that's Lucasfilm, and they're gonna do things the Lucasfilm way. But come on, Disney, get your shit together and like, use what you're developing.
They are they're gonna put a volume in every fucking studio, like every single lot that they have, every building on the lot. Like, it's just gonna be so the normal now. Like,
it should be like the cost. I mean, I guess you still need your set builders because they're still building sets around it. You still need your costume people. You still need your CG teams. Everyone is still employed. It's not necessarily taking away jobs. It's just, it helps move production forward in a way that, like, I mean, the fact that, yeah, they can do the Mandalorian, shoot for 6 weeks and then have that done and ready to go by, you know, 3 or 4 months later, mm-hmm. because they've already done so much of the work beforehand, and that like their editing and post CG teams are not having to lift as much weight because it's already been done. That's just like, but I mean, seriously, that's been one of the most incredible things. The fact that Star Wars can like film the Mandalorian and then have it out to us so quickly, when normally it's like, we're going to film this movie and then it's going to be 2 years before it's released because of all the work we have to do. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. That blew my mind. So anyway, but my answer is blue pill Star Wars. I'm going to be a millionaire anyways. Me too. And I get to play in Star Wars. So,
all right.
Aside on that, by the way, I just want to say that new grid game is using that same technology.
For they're the actors. Using the volume. Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Yeah. And it looks really good. The new grid game. So, I mean, I'm glad that video games are embracing this as well. Cause I mean, I think this opens up a lot with this new technology. So,
every second of that photo that you sent. It was weird. The Grover as the tail makes it the worst fucking, but it makes it worse. Okay, he sent a picture. It's Godzilla, but it's got Cookie Monster's like head. And Grover is like the head of the tail, but it's Godzilla, but it's blue, but it's Cookie Monster.
Grozilla?
Yeah.
All right, that's it for this week.
Okay, I was gonna, it's fine.
That's it, we're done.
We're done. We've talked too much. We've been recording for hours.
Okay. Boy, you never shut up.
next week, we're going to try to get a show out. I am going on vacation for the weekend, so I don't know how that's going
to
work out. Oh, my
God. Here he goes again. Richmond going to his private fucking house in Arizona on a lake. He's going to ride jet skis and be a rich boy.
I hate you so much. I'm so jealous. All right, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.